I think I first saw A Nightmare on Elm Street when my brother bought a copy home from a video shop one Saturday night. And if you don't know what a video shop is, ask your parents. And with me being the mature, responsible 9-year-old that I was, decided I was old enough to watch it. Now, I'd seen the cover in video shops and stuff before, and the cover of the first film didn't really give you a great insight into who Freddy was. It did on the back, but I couldn't reach the cover, so I couldn't look at the back. So I just saw the sort of the blue cover with Nancy's face, and it had no idea who or what Freddy Krueger was. And then all of a sudden, I got introduced to the boy. Now, straight away, this film gets to one of its key plot points really early on, and that is that what happens in a dream can happen in reality. So Tina gets slashed by Freddy in a dream. It's going to come back and haunt her in reality. Now, this is quite a clever shot, especially for an indie film, because this is a computer-operated camera, and what it does is it films at two speeds, all in one movement. So you've got the girls jumping rope at slow speed, but the cars at regular speed, and it's all in one shot. Pretty clever. Now, here, up until this point, you think that, nothing's going to happen to Tina. This guy's just messing with her. Is she dreaming? Is she awake? But you're about to find out that Tina's not in this film for very long. Now, a lot of people got introduced to Freddy Krueger at this point. Me, I got introduced to Robert Englund, and I was lucky enough to meet him at a comic fair a few years back, and he's such a cool guy. That there is a trick that you probably wouldn't get away with these days, because what they did was they hooked up a car battery to the glove and then ran it along the metal surface so that it sparked. Seriously, doubt the PC Brigade would let you get away with that now. So here we have one of probably the most gruesome murder scenes in an 80s film. This just doesn't hold back at all. Sadly, this scene is cut on every DVD and Blu-ray release of the film by the MPAA. It was originally uncut on the UK VHS and the US Laserdisc, and it's literally a couple of seconds. When Tina hits the bed in the moment, there's supposed to be a big splash of blood, which is why Rod gets hit. Rod, sorry, not Rob, which is why Rod gets hit. But sadly, every DVD release has been the cut version. Now, one thing that a lot of these films don't do is involve the police or the authorities. This film does, and not only is it the police, but the guy in charge is also Nancy's father. Friday the 13th and films like that don't really bother with the police or the Evil Dead. It's kind of first come, first slashed. Now, another thing about this film that's really clever is they actually pay attention to the story, because Freddy is actually quite a clever guy. He's trying to cover his crimes, so he makes it look like Rod kills Tina. Now, Rod being the guilty party, he's young, doesn't want to spend life in prison for an obvious murder that he's committed, is going to hang himself. And a lot of films don't actually bother doing this much background work on their characters, and I think they're lesser films for it, because this is a clever way of doing it. It really is. Freddy can now carry on, open shut case. So Nancy's dreaming more and more about Freddy. She's finding out a few more things about him, but one of the major things she's finding out is what we saw earlier, is that what happens to you in a dream happens to you in reality. So she's about to burn her arm on the pipe, and she wakes up in class and she's got the burn on her arm. This is a scene that was used in the reboot or remake, whatever the hell you want to call it, and I thought it was ruined. I really did. In this film, it served a purpose. In the reboot, it didn't, which is why I haven't put the stretchy wall in this review, because I could just talk for hours about how much I hated that in the remake. So here we go with probably, arguably, the best death in the whole series. I think with this and Philip in the third film, the kid that uses a puppet with his veins, I think that's an awesome killing. And this here, I think as well, this is actually the original copy, because the MPAA actually cut this as well, cut by about 8 seconds for the DVD release, the original release rather, in the US. It was uncut on the UK VHS, and I think the US Laserdisc as well. And it just seems longer here than it did in the DVD, in the box set that New Line put out. So Nancy pulls Freddy into the real world, and she set up all these booby traps for him, which is kind of what I suppose somebody would do. If you think you're gonna have a killer in your house, you're gonna do your best to defend yourself, aren't you?